Bristol Myers, Baker's Vitana for the smile of beauty, and Vitalis for well-groomed hair, bring you the Alan Young Show. Well, it's Friday night, and once again we meet the star of our show, that young man who is young today and young forever, Alan Young.
What a beautiful day to take a drive, Dolores.
Oh, yes, honey, it's lovely.
Yeah. Dolores, let's do something different today. Something gay, something exciting.
All right, honey.
Let's go down to the beach and shake jellyfish.
Oh, Alan, you're so unromantic. Mm-hmm. Why, here it is, the month of May. And after May comes the month of June.
Yeah? Well, that's the type of government living under.
Oh, I'm looking forward to the month of June.
You are?
Uh-huh. You know, honey, this June I would like to be dressed all in white.
Huh? Going to sell good humor?
Alan, I want to hear bells.
You will if you sell good humor.
Honey, I have such a romantic picture in my head. I can see it all now.
Yeah.
There's a big mob of happy people waiting anxiously. And then somebody comes forward to give me away.
Somebody gives you away?
Yes.
Those quiz programs are going too far.
Now, Alan Young, I'm talking about marriage, and you know it. See the couple in that car over there?
You mean with the streamers on it and that pair of old shoes on the rear bumper?
Yes. Don't you know why those old shoes are on the rear bumper?
Sure, the pedestrian slipped out of them.
Alan, why don't we get married next month?
Married?
Uh-huh.
But Dolores, I'm only 27 years old.
Well, June is such a romantic month. If the bees had a choice, they'd get married in June. If the birds had a choice, they'd get married in June. If the butterflies had a choice, they'd get married in June.
Not oysters. They'd wait for a month with an R in it.
Alan, the city hall's the next block. Why don't you go in and find out about a marriage license?
Okay, Dolores. We can get married this June, maybe.
Gosh, in just a short time, we'll be on our honeymoon.
Yeah, honeymoon.
Just think, in a few weeks, you'll have my hand.
Aren't you going to come along, too?
Well, here's the city hall, Alan.
Yeah.
You have a birth certificate to show them?
I never thought of that, Dolores. I better go to the Hall of Records first and get a copy of the birth certificate. Get. I knew it was coming, birth certificate.
Fine, I'll go with you. Oh, look, there's a parking place right over there.
Oh, yeah, right in between those two cars. Yeah. Kind of small, but I think I can squeeze in. Gee. For a minute, I didn't think I'd make it. Come on, Dolores.
Well, here's the building, Alan.
Oh.
Alan, while you're getting your birth certificate, I'll go and inquire about the marriage license.
Okay, Dolores. See you later. Oh, here's the window over here. Birth certificates. Well, there's somebody waiting in front of me.
Hey, I'd like to check on my birth certificate. My name's Herman Crabtree.
Well, I'll check the records. Here we are, Mr. Crabtree. Yes. According to your birth certificate, you're 104 years old.
104? I thought I was 103. Well, might as well call off my wedding.
Pardon me, I think I'm next.
What can I do for you, young man?
Well, I want to get married next month, and I'd like a record of my birth certificate. My name is Alan Young.
Any middle name?
Well, yes, but must I tell it to you?
Well, of course. What's your middle name?
You have to know.
Certainly. What is it?
Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Alexander's Ragtime Band?
Well, it was a long picture, and my mother didn't get out of the theater in time.
Oh.
I was lucky. My brother's name is Coming Attractions.
Never mind, young man.
Father never let her see double features.
Come on, look through this file. Let's see now. Harvey Young, Gerald Young, Joe Young. Are you sure you were born?
Well, not positive. My folks got so many things from Sears Roebuck. Of course I was born.
Well, I don't understand that. Oh, here's your card. I must have kept it. Yes. Alan Young, born November 15th,
1936. 1936? Wait a minute. That'd make me 11 years old. You've got the wrong Alan Young.
Is your father's name John?
Yeah.
Is your mother's name Florence?
Yeah.
Were you born on Bellevue Avenue?
Yeah.
Well, you're 11 years old, sonny.
11 years old? But I've had a driver's license for 8 years now.
So what? This is California.
Look, miss, there must be some mistake.
Records don't lie. Our officers never made a mistake. If we say you're 11, you're 11.
But I'm supposed to get married next month.
And you better run home and get a note from your scoutmaster.
Miss, they won't give me a license if I'm 11.
You're blocking the aisle, sonny. Run along. Next.
How do you like that birth certificate? I'm only 11. Gee, I'd better get my yo-yo restrung. That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard.
There you are, Alan. Well, the marriage license is all set.
Dolores, there's something you ought to know.
What is it?
I'm 11 years old.
Alan, what are you talking about?
That's what they told me. I'm 11 years old.
You mean they examine you mentally? Alan, this is terrible. You're only 11.
It's embarrassing, too. She will be playing marbles on our honeymoon.
Seems to me you're taking this pretty lightly.
What can I do, Dolores? The lady told me I'm 11.
Well, you certainly seem happy about it. Goodbye.
But Dolores... Why do things like this always happen to me?
One moment, my lad. Don't you see the great Jonathan Milieu with a book in his hand? There shall be silence in the house when Jonathan Milieu concentrates. I am reading an essay by Sir Francis Bacon.
Bacon? That's logical.
Logical, my boy?
Bacon goes so well with ham.
You dare call Jonathan Milieu a ham?
Take it easy. I just meant your talent is at a premium.
Well, that's better.
Jonathan, the strangest thing just happened. I was over at the city hall trying to get my birth certificate, and the clerk told me I was only 11 years old. Imagine them making a mistake like that.
Clerks are always making mistakes, my lad. Would you believe it? Jonathan Milieu once received an application to join the YWCA.
Jonathan, you didn't.
My boy, I hang my head in shame.
You didn't actually join the YWCA?
No, my lad, no. I look so different from the other girls in my bloomers.
How can they say I'm 11 years old?
But don't worry about it, Alan. Mistakes on birth certificates are common. My birth certificate says that I'm 54. Imagine I am in my flaming youth.
You're in your flaming youth?
Yes, my lad.
Could have thrown another log on the fire. I'm just kidding, Jonathan. You know, you're really in the prime of life.
Oh, you're just pulling me leg.
No, I don't mean it. You really look like a young man.
Oh, you're just pulling me leg.
Don't look a day over 25.
Oh, you're just pulling me leg. Well, come on, me boy, keep pulling.
Maybe I'll go down to City Hall and have them change the records.
Oh, what for, me lad? Suppose it does say you're 11 years old. What can come of it?
Yeah. What have I got to worry about? Oh, I'll get it, Jonathan. Did I?
Hello, is Alan Young here?
Yeah, I'm Alan Young.
Well, I'm the truant officer.
Truant officer?
That's right. Sonny, you're going back to school.
Oh, wait a minute, mister. You're making a mistake.
I got it straight from the city hall, Sonny. There's no mistake.
But it's ridiculous. I'm not going to go to school.
I got a nice big pocket full of jelly beans.
Well, no. I'm not 11 years old. I don't care what the record says. I'll prove I'm not 11. I'll unbutton my shirt and show you the hair on my chest.
There. You ever see such a curly one? Look, Sonny, there's no use falling. I'm taking you back to school.
But I'm telling you, it's a mistake. Now, look, do I look like any normal boy of 11?
No, but you look 11. Come on, Sonny, stop arguing. Now you have a copy of your birth certificate. You were born in 1936.
What's wrong? In 1936, I wasn't a baby.
You were, too.
Believe me, in 1936, I was using talcum powder on my face.
I've wasted enough time. You're going back to the seventh grade.
I've already been through the seventh grade twice. Anyway, I can't go back to school.
And just why can't you go back to school?
I'm getting married.
Oh, so you're getting married, huh? Yeah, your mother better cut down on your cod liver oil.
Pardon me, Mr. Truant Officer, but as the father to this child, I feel responsible for his delinquent behavior. I give you my word as a gentleman that he shall be in school on the morrow.
Well, that's better, Mr. Young. Alan, see you at PS 102 in the morning.
Well, Alan, I certainly extricated you from a difficult situation. There must be something you can say to Jonathan for his noble efforts.
Yeah. Thanks, Daddy. That's the truant officer. I'll fix that.
Hello there, Alan.
Oh, Jimmy Wallington. Come on in, Jim.
What? What's new, Alan?
Jimmy, tell me, what's the capital of Managua, Nicaragua?
Huh?
How many blades in a sea of grass?
What?
How late was George Appley?
I don't know.
Jimmy, you better come back to school with me.
But you haven't asked me anything I know something about.
All right. What is Vitalis?
Oh, that I know. Vitalis is a famous hair grooming preparation.
Uh-huh. And why?
Because Vitalis is the hair grooming preparation that will keep dry, unruly hair under control without a trace of greasiness. You see, there's no mineral oil in Vitalis. Only pure vegetable oils that give your hair a natural luster, the way nature intended. What's more, the Vitalis 60-second workout makes your scalp feel like a million, too.
And why?
Because the Vitalis 60-second workout loosens your tight, dry scalp, routs loose dandruff, and helps prevent excessive falling hair. Yes, your scalp feels wonderful, and your hair looks well-groomed in the natural, masculine way. So if you want to look your best tomorrow, get a bottle of Vitalis tonight.
Mm-hmm. 11 years old. Birth certificate. Mm. School. I'm not going to school. Seventh grade. I'll be erasing the blackboard. Erasing the blackboard. Erasing the blackboard.
Oh, that feels good. Scratch me back. Come on, you boy.
Alan, wake up. It's 7 o'clock.
Hurry, hurry. You'll be late for school.
School? Oh, Jonathan, I told you I'm not going to school.
Me lad, regulations are regulations. Unless you can prove that you're more than 11, you'll have to go to school.
There must be some way I can prove it. Yeah, what I'll do, I'll call up Hubert Updike. He's known me for years. Even filthy rich Updike will help me out of a spot like this.
Hello. Oh, this is Hubert Updike III speaking. Is this the United States Treasury calling?
Yeah. No, this is Alan Young. Were you expecting a call from the Treasury, Hubert?
Yes, this is Friday, the day I give them their allowance.
Hubert, it's pretty early. I hope I didn't disturb you.
Well, yes, you did, Alan. You see, I was fast asleep in one of my twin beds.
twin beds? What do you need two beds for, Hubert?
One for me and one for my Cadillac.
You sleep with your Cadillac next to you?
Yes, yes. I don't like to walk in my sleep. I like to run.
Oh, you do.
But you shouldn't have called so early, Alan. I haven't had much sleep.
No sleep?
No, I haven't had any. A burglar broke into the house last night.
A burglar?
Yes, he almost got away with the most valuable possession in the whole house.
Oh, he didn't, huh?
No, dear old Dad made him put me down.
Well, Hubert, you can do me a big favor. You see, there's been a mistake in my birth certificate, and they say that I'm only 11 years old.
What is this?
That's right, Hubert. According to my birth certificate, I'm only 11 years old.
Oh, Mother, get out the water pistol. This boy's a little squirt. Teenage!
Hubert, I've got to prove that I'm over 11 years old, and you can help me because we're both the same age.
Well, yes, Alan, I know that we were both born on the same day, but I'm 3 months older.
Yes. Hubert, if we were both born the same day, how can you be 3 months older?
Well, Alan, it took me so much longer. You were flown in by a stork, but I was dragged in by a mink.
Never mind these stories, Hubert. They aren't worth it. You know how old you are, don't you?
Well, no, I don't, Alan. You see, I never grow older.
Well, don't be silly. You can't remain a child for the rest of your life.
Yes, I can, Alan.
Look, as you grow older, your youth is bound to leave you.
Mine has no better place to go.
Look, Hubert, all you have to do is get your lawyers to draw up an affidavit to prove my real age.
I'm sorry, Alan, but my lawyers are too busy now. They're working on a very big deal for me.
A big deal?
Yes. You see, I'm about to buy that big mail order house, Sears and Rowe. Yeah.
Sears and Rowe, what about the rest of it?
We Updikes have no use for a buck.
Oh.
Oh, that was a witty one, you.
I guess this means you just don't want to help me.
No, that's right, Alan. Au revoir.
Au revoir. Oh, wow. I've got to prove my birth certificate is wrong. Maybe I can get one of my neighbors to help me. That's an idea. Maybe Lulabelle's folks have helped me out. All they have to do is sign a statement. They've known me for quite a while.
Well, Alan Young, my little old chicken pie, my little old chicken dumpling, my little old chicken croquette.
You just see the egg and I?
Well, don't just say them there, honey child. Come on in.
Lulabelle, are your folks home?
No, I told you to come on in. Make yourself at home, Sugar Plum.
Here you go, yeah.
Well, Lulabelle, I really want to see your folks. You see, according to my birth certificate, I'm only 11 years old.
They made a mistake on my birth certificate, too.
They did?
Yeah, yeah. They had me marked down as a boy. Can you imagine Lulabelle as a boy?
You'd drive me crazy at the YMCA. Lulabelle, I want to see your folks. Want them to sign a paper proving my correct age.
Well, little Lulabelle can tell your correct age just by kissing you.
Now, wait a minute, Lulabelle. It's only fair to tell you that I already have a girlfriend.
Oh, that's nothing, honey child. Down south, we've learned to rotate our crops.
Well, really, I've got to be going now, Lulabelle. I wanted to see Mr. Busby, the editor of the Van Nuys Gazette. I'm sure he'd get my birth certificate changed.
Lulabelle insists on guessing your age by kissing you.
No, but Lulabelle, you...
Well, Sugarfoot, that kiss told me that you're no 11 years old.
No?
No, you're at least 12.
Yeah. Well, goodbye, y'all. I gotta see Mr. Busby now. Busy paper. I'll go right into Mr. Busby's office.
Come in, come in, come in!
Pardon, Mr. Busby.
Speak up, young man, speak up. I have got all day. Busy Busby to call me. Got a million things to come here.
Well, look, I'd like to talk to you for a minute.
Just a minute, young. I'm sharpening my pencil.
Mr. Busby, you had your finger in the pencil sharpener.
Finger in the pencil sharpener? Finger? Have I got in there? A finger?
Sure.
Now he tells me after I spent all morning trying to get the lead out.
Yeah, well, I've got a very important... I got an important problem, Mr. Busby.
Yeah, just a minute, just a minute. Got to call Rewrite. Yeah. Hello, Rewrite. Can't you get anything straight? You got the society news mixed up on the sports page. You heard me. The society news is mixed up with the sports page. Now, just look what it says. Mr. and Mrs. Van Asterbilt announced the marriage of their daughter to Rodney Chumley, a well-known foul ball. Met him while sliding into second base. Pick that up at once, man. Goodbye.
Mr. Bug, will you please listen to me for a minute? They made a mistake on my birth certificate at City Hall.
Made a mistake on my wife's birth certificate, too. Send her to Motor Vehicle Bureau.
The Motor Vehicle Bureau?
Yeah, what a nuisance. What a nuisance. Got to change her license plates every year. Finally got rid of her last week. Rid her in a madman month. He sent her back, though. Claimed her chassis was all out of line.
No. You shouldn't talk that way about your wife.
Why shouldn't I? She's the ugliest woman in town. Our ugliest woman in town. You heard the face on the barroom floor? Well, her face looks like the floor.
Yeah, look, I just want some help in changing my birth certificate. Do you know the mayor?
Had a long talk with the mayor yesterday. Tried to pin him down about traffic accidents and careful driving.
Careful driving, huh?
Yeah, wouldn't listen to me. So I drove my car off his chest and went on home. Get my vote again. Yeah, get my vote.
There's a man who's full of energy. Full of energy. I haven't heard much luck. I better not go home yet. I'm liable to run into that truant officer. Let's see. Wonder who else I can get to help me.
Why don't you ask me?
Okay, mister. Hello, Mr. Truant Officer.
So you sneaked out of your house and you thought you were going to get away from me, huh?
Look, Mr. Truant Officer, let me explain.
Sonny boy, you get under my skin.
Okay, but you're going to look awful lumpy.
Oh, smart aleck, huh? Well, sonny boy, I'm going to spank the daylights out of you.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah, that's so.
I'd like to see you.
Now, I'll put you over my knee like this and... Well, did I spank the daylights out of you?
I guess you did. Part of me is on Rocky Mountain time.
Before we see how Alan makes out, listen to some facts which should help you decide the best dentifrice to use. Best for your teeth, best for the sparkle and radiance of your smile. Listen.
Dentists prefer Ipana toothpaste 2-to-1 over any other dentifrice for their own personal use, according to a nationwide survey.
So, friends, why don't you try Ipana yourself and see why it's so popular? See how Ipana can help your teeth to a brightness and your smile to a loveliness you never thought possible. It's so easy to use, too.
Brush your teeth with Ipana. Then briefly and gently massage your gums along the line where your teeth meet gums, the line which can be so important to the beauty of your smile.
You see, gums must be kept firm and healthy if your teeth are to stay bright and sparkling. And that's why Ipana and massage is such a help. So get a tube of Ipana toothpaste. Ipana, for your smile of beauty.
All right, step up here, young man.
Yes, sir.
So you're Alan Young.
Yes, sir.
In my 20 years as principal of this school, I've never seen such a bad record.
Yes, sir.
Young, you haven't attended school in 8 years. You've got to go to school. You want to grow up to be an idiot? You want to grow up to be a moron? You want to grow up to be an imbecile?
Which horse did you take? I'm sorry, Mr. Principal. I meant to...
Never mind what you meant. You've got to go to school.
But Mr. Principal, there's something you should know. Years ago, somebody made a very big mistake.
Leave your parents out of this.
Mr. Principal, I've already been through school. If you just listen to me, I'll tell you all about it.
Well, all right. Go ahead, young man.
I used to go to school every day. Each morning, I used to stop at my girlfriend's house and help carry her books. She'd always be waiting for me on her front porch.
Good morning, Alan.
Morning, Dolores. Chuck's golly, Jiminy Christmas.
Alan, you're a little late this morning.
I know. Stopped off to get your present. Look at your bunny, Dolores.
Oh, just what I always wanted, a dead frog.
I'll get some more and make a necklace for you.
Look at the way you're dressed, Alan. Yeah. Your shirt tails are hanging out. Why don't you tuck those long shirt tails inside your pants?
What pants? Brother Herbert wears pants. Likes to dress formal.
Alan, it's late. We better get started for school.
Okay, Dolores. Come on, Elsie.
Are you taking that cow to school again?
Yeah, I got it.
Well, how long are you going to keep taking that cow to school?
Till I get enough money to buy a regular sprinkling system. Come on, Elsie. Darn those gophers, they keep hijacking our milk.
There's the school, Alan.
You look, how about playing hooky today, Dolores? Let's go over to Griffith Park.
Oh, I don't understand you, Alan. I asked you to go to Griffith Park yesterday and you wouldn't go. How come you want to go today?
Wisdom teeth came in last night.
Oh, look, Alan. Here comes that nasty bully, Butch McCurdy. He's always picking on you.
Our young sister, you like to play with Dale.
Who said that?
I said.
What's the truth?
Don't let him get away with anything, Alan. Butch McCurdy, you deserve a big thrashing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I got it.
Hit him again, Dolores. He's still standing. Big bully.
Oh, there's the bell. We better get into the classroom.
Good morning, kiddies.
Good morning.
Well, first I'll call the roll. Alan Young.
Here.
Dolores Darling.
Here.
Hubert Updike.
I'm here. Come see what Mother Nature can do, even for a little bitty child.
You behave yourself, Hubert. We've got a lot of work to do today. I want to read your marks for this term. Dolores Darling got 4 A's. Hubert Updike got 4 A's. Alan Young, C.C., C.C.
An enchilada to you too, señorita.
That's no way to talk to your teacher. I'm going to punish you. You go right in and lock yourself in that dark cloak room.
Okay, teacher, but do you mind if I take something along?
No.
Come on, Dolores.
Never mind, Alan. Get back to your seat and pay attention to the lesson. And let's start with the arithmetic. Alan Young, if Jimmy had one rabbit and Tommy had one rabbit, and Jimmy gave his rabbit to Tommy, how many rabbits would Tommy have?
400.
You don't know arithmetic.
You don't know rabbits.
I'll continue our arithmetic lesson on the blackboard.
Hubert, she's got her back turned. Let's throw some spitballs.
Some what?
Spitballs.
Ooh, how funny.
Hubert, what do you use?
Moisture missile.
Hubert, up, guys. I heard that. Now, you go stand in the corner.
I won't stand in the corner. I won't.
I'm going to put you over my knee and hit you with this ruler.
You do, and I'll foreclose my mortgage on this school.
Lord, while Hubert's arguing with the teacher, I'm going to put this tack on his seat.
Now, you just sit down and be quiet, Hubert.
Well, I'm sorry, teacher. I'll sit down. Oh, Mother, I've been punctured.
So, you see, Mr. Principal, already gone through school.
Yes, I guess you have, young.
After all I've told you, you certainly don't think I should be in the 7th grade, do you?
Absolutely not, young. I'm putting you in the 6th.
Oh, no!
Well, young, we'll be back in a minute. Say, men, how would you like to pick your razor off a tree? Some South American Indians do. They shave with the shells of nuts gathered from nearby trees. Shaving with nut shells is not recommended for comfort. No, but shaving with Ingram shaving cream certainly is. You see, that rich Ingram lather actually helps condition your face for the razor. You get close shaves in cool, soothing comfort. Remember, comfort means coolness. Coolness means Ingram. I-N-G-R-A-M. Ingram. The cooler shaving cream. Try Ingram tomorrow.
Well, late friend, thanks. Good night. See you next week. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.